Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will use this city as a tool of witness in the lives of those who are struggling to live godly for you. I pray that it will bring deliverance and set the captive free. Lord, as it goes beyond the prison walls, the highway and byways, that it will compel those to come unto you. Lord, those that are struggling, that they'll begin to live victoriously. And Lord, when that race is over and it is all finished, Lord, they can come unto you and you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. In Jesus' name.
I love you more than anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tell him you love him today. Hallelujah. Tell him you love him more than anything. Hallelujah. More. Hallelujah. More than a man. More than a woman. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. More than a job. Hallelujah. Tell him you love him more than anything. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Truly, hallelujah, we love the Lord today. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Let him know that you love him. Hallelujah. Let him know how much you care. Hallelujah. Because we love him more than anything. Hallelujah. There's going to be some sacrifices to be made when we love him more than anything. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. We love you, Lord, more than anything. Today, I want to give my honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank and praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for calling me out of darkness into his marvelous light, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to thank and praise the Lord for being baptized in his name, hallelujah. And most importantly, I want to thank him for being filled with the gift of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, because it made all the difference in the world, hallelujah, it helps me, hallelujah, to overcome my sins, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, it keeps me when I'm tempted, hallelujah, I want to give honor, hallelujah, to my husband in his absence, hallelujah, I thank God for him, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, glory be to God, he's still at work. Hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord for our pastor, Pastor Bishop Gerald Haynes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're praying today that God would touch him. Hallelujah. That God would heal him. Hallelujah. That God, hallelujah, would build him up in every way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, because he hears the prayers of his son. Hallelujah. I thank and praise the Lord today for our First Lady Ida Haynes, hallelujah, truly a magnificent woman of God, hallelujah, glory to God, I thank God for her prayers, hallelujah, I thank God for her tenderness, hallelujah, I thank God for her love, hallelujah, towards the people of God, hallelujah, and most importantly for building up her husband, hallelujah, to help him stay on the battlefield, hallelujah, because every now and then it gets a little hard and weary along the way, hallelujah, and I thank God today, hallelujah. Let me say this, I'm still glad to be a part of this family, hallelujah. Glory to God. My sister says, are you glad to be a part of this family? I'm glad, hallelujah, to be in New Life Ministries on today, hallelujah. I thank God for each and every one of you that came into the building, and I thank God for those who are faithful on Facebook, YouTube, hallelujah, and Anchor, hallelujah. We give God glory for you, hallelujah. Whatever your needs are, our prayer is that they will be supplied, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. I want you at this time to turn to Hebrews 11 and 1, Proverbs 3, 5 through 6, and Mark 9, 14 through 27. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Mark 9, 14 through 27, and when he came to his disciples, talking about Jesus, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them, and straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? And one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I brought unto thee my son, which had a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnashes with his teeth and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answered him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, talking about Jesus, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oftentimes it hath cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Verse 23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead. Insomuch that many said he is dead, but Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. Eternal and everlasting God, today, Lord, we need you in this place, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you even now through this word, Lord. I pray that you would cover us today. I pray, Lord, that you would speak, Lord, what you desire, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that it might help us, Lord, in everywhere that we have a need, in the name of Jesus. Lord, some needing one thing and some needing another, God, but you're able to fulfill all of our needs. And so, Father, for every soul that walked through these doors today, every soul that listens over the airways, Lord, Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would touch them, that you, Lord God, would just make ways out of no ways for them, Lord. Lord, if there's any that needs, hallelujah, salvation, Lord, we pray for that, Lord. But if there's any that need healing, Lord, we pray for that, Lord. And whatever that situation is, Lord, Lord, where they're falling down before you today, Lord, crying out, Lord, help me. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would answer and that, Lord God, they would see the manifestation of the works that you have done. Father, I pray, Lord God, that as you increase, that I would decrease in Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Put your hands together as you take your seat. The title of this message is Praying in the Eyes of Faith. Praying in the eyes of faith. Faith is belief, trust, devotion, and commitment. Prayer is a two-sided conversation between us and God. It's not a new message, but it's the same message. And we're going to pray in the faith of God, praying in the eyes of faith. God talks to us and we listen. We talk to him and he listens. But the good news is he's not like everybody else who we're talking to. Because once we get finished talking, he does the work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And based on past experiences, there's some prayers I didn't get a chance to get completed before God had already answered. We can tell him everything. Hallelujah. And get this, like the young people say, he already knows everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He already knows everything. So we don't have to be ashamed when we take our petitions before the Lord. Hallelujah. He's not like everybody else that we're praying to and talking to and hoping can help us in a time of a desperate situation. Hallelujah. He keeps his promises and he keeps his secrets. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I said he keeps promises and he keeps secrets. He's the great counselor. Huh. Have you ever needed some counseling, just needed somebody to talk to about a situation and you were in a desperate desire of a prayer, hallelujah. You needed, hallelujah, some hope, hallelujah. You needed some guidance, hallelujah. And there was nobody you felt confident in to talk to, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I said he's a great counselor, hallelujah. He'll let you spill everything, hallelujah. And when you get finished spilling it all over, hallelujah, hallelujah. He'll fill you up again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said he's a great counselor. He's a great friend. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being a friend. And in prayer, hallelujah, things change. Hallelujah. Now, we don't always get that in the beginning when we're first learning how to pray, that God changes everything in prayer. But I'm telling you today, after you prayed a while, hallelujah, and you can look back over your life, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. All the prayers you prayed, hallelujah, laying down on the floor, hallelujah, and couldn't get back up because, hallelujah, you were broken, hallelujah, but you found yourself down on your knees in prayer. I'm telling you, when you look back at it, hallelujah, you think about it, hallelujah, and you're finding out God, hallelujah, lifted you out of your despair when you were right there in prayer, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God restores. God strengthens. Hallelujah. God delivers. Hallelujah. God redeems. Hallelujah. All while you're down on your knees in prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And whatever we need from God, the answer is found in prayer. Even now, while I'm talking to you, hallelujah, glory be to God, somebody, somewhere, hallelujah, has your eyes closed and you're praying, hallelujah, glory be to God, found yourself a secret place, hallelujah, to hide, hallelujah. Let me talk about the hiding place of God, hallelujah. I've been there a few times, hallelujah, glory to God. It's where I go, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, when I don't want nobody to know, hallelujah, that there's a problem, hallelujah. I find myself hiding, hallelujah, behind the veil in prayer, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There's been situations, hallelujah, glory to God, that were sent to break me, sent to destroy, just like for you, hallelujah. The enemy wants to break you. The enemy wants to destroy you. But if you can find yourself behind the veil of prayer, hallelujah, glory be to God. I said, God, hallelujah, he answers every problem when you're down on your knees in prayer. Hallelujah. If you need healing, you can find healing.
find in prayer. If you need to be restored, you can find it in prayer. Oh, glory be to God. I know what I'm talking about. Glory to God, because he did it for me when I was on my knees in prayer. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're finding yourself not sure, hallelujah, if you're going to be accepted, you can find the answer in prayer, because God will lift you up. Glory be to God. Sometimes you don't feel like you're beautiful enough, but God is saying, the answer's found in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. Sometimes I found myself not really sure that I was loved, but when I got off of my knees, God said, it's all right. Hallelujah. I love you. Hallelujah. And I found the answer down on my knees in prayer. Glory to God. I said, whatever you need, hallelujah, the answer's found in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for those, hallelujah, who have put on the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that prayer is continual. For those who have accepted him as our personal Savior, we know that prayer is continual. Although there is an end to a conversation, at the end with God, hallelujah, there's work to be done. There's work that God does, and there's work that we do after we get off of our knees in prayer. Because sometimes God gives instructions, hallelujah, glory be to God, and we got to follow through, saints, with those instructions. Hallelujah. If you want to be led by God, hallelujah, we got to listen to him. When we're down on our knees in prayer, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And today I want to encourage us to keep the faith, because every now and then it gets a little weak along the way. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you. I can just speak for myself. Hallelujah. It gets weary sometimes. Hallelujah. But I want to encourage us to keep the faith. Hallelujah. Keep on working on your commitment to God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Work on trusting him. Hallelujah. Even though, hallelujah, like Mother Withers says, even though you can't trace him, hallelujah, I want to let you know he's right there. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. And since, hallelujah, it's not always easy, I came to remind us to keep the faith. Keep talking to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Keep speaking those things into existence. You know what you need. Speak it into existence. When you pray, hallelujah, pray in the eyes of faith. What is it, hallelujah? Or what does it mean to pray in the eyes of faith? It means to pray trusting that not only has God heard our prayer, but that God will answer. It means that we trust that we will see the substance of the things we cannot see because we prayed it in prayer. And if we get to the point where we feel like we don't have anything left, feel like all our strength is gone, we feel weak and weary, we feel like we can't stand, I want to encourage us to stand firm with the assurance and keep on praying in the eyes of faith. Because Isaiah 40:31 said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And I want to ask you today, are you waiting for your strength to be renewed? Isaiah said, they shall mount up with wings as eagles. Are you waiting for your eagle's wings? Isaiah said, hallelujah, they shall run and not be weary. When we trust him, hallelujah. And when is the last time that you ran and didn't get weary? Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Isaiah said, and they shall walk and not faint. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of fainting. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm ready, hallelujah, to start trusting God in that one thing, hallelujah, that I hadn't trusted him in yet, hallelujah. But we got to trust God with it all. And Pastor Haynes says all means all, and that's all it means. Let me tell you about this word all, hallelujah. God's talking about all of us, hallelujah. Oh, because we'll give him everything else, hallelujah. But he's saying, I want all of you, hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's time to start trusting God with all of you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I said he keeps secrets. Hallelujah. He can be trusted. Hallelujah. He won't let us down. Hallelujah. He'll build us up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll lift us up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. Hallelujah. There was a father teaching his son. Hallelujah. And he said, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. Hallelujah. You know why? Because sometimes we're leaning on our own understanding. But he said, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Hallelujah. I love it. Hallelujah. When the Lord directs my path. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He can do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He does what's best for me. Hallelujah. I don't have to make a detour when God's directed my path. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Proverbs 2 and 6 said, for the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. We must put our trust, saints, in the wisdom of God and not our own wisdom. We must take everything to him. Hallelujah. In prayer. Hallelujah. Self-reliance. Self-reliance will take us away from the direction God wants us to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But in Mark 9, 14 through 29, the Bible tells us of this father who brought his demon-possessed son. Hallelujah. He brought him to Jesus. Hallelujah. He was expecting to find Jesus, but the only ones he found were the disciples. Hallelujah. And so he brought them, his son, to them to be healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And by the time Jesus walked on the scene, hallelujah, they had already tried to heal the son, but they couldn't do it. Hallelujah. So there was an uproar. Hallelujah. A ruckus. Hallelujah. A conversation. Hallelujah. Everybody talking at the same time. And Jesus came up and he said, hallelujah, what's wrong? Hallelujah. Why are you talking to the disciples like that? So, hallelujah, the scribes, hallelujah. As he asked the scribes, the father that came to have his son healed began to speak. And he said, I brought to you my son, who has a dumb spirit, but the disciples could not heal him. He told Jesus how the dumb spirit takes control of him, throws him down violently on the ground, and causes him to foam at the mouth and grind his teeth. Jesus' response was not just to the father, but to the crowd. When he said, oh, faithless generation, oh, Lord, help me, help me. Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. When they brought the boy to Jesus, the dumb spirit again did exactly what the father said. The dumb spirit threw him on the ground violently. It began to tear him. It began to have him wallowing and foaming at the mouth. And Jesus asked the father, as he was watching the son on the ground, he asked the father, he said, how long has he been in this way? And the man said, since he was a young boy, he said, oftentimes the dumb spirit has cast him into the fire and into the water trying to kill him. I want to let us know today that the devil is trying to kill us. And there's some situations that we're going through, hallelujah. Some places in our life where we're being tormented, and it's because the devil is trying to torment us. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 7, 14 tells us that the man kneeled down before Jesus, and he began to pray a prayer to Jesus. And he began to cry on behalf behalf of himself and his son. And he began to ask Jesus. But I want to ask you today, hallelujah, in this situation, the one that you're in right now, have you found yourself falling down to Jesus, falling down on your knees in prayer? This man kneeled, hallelujah. He said, but if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. The New Living Translation puts it this way. The man said, have mercy on us and help us if you can. If you can. Are there any prayers that you're praying? But really, when you're down on your knees, you're saying, God, will you do this? If you can. God, can you deliver? If you can. God, will you heal? If you can. Oh, my God. Some of us have been there. I would even venture to say all of us have been there at one point in time. But today, God is saying, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believe. The New Living Translation says it this way. What do you mean if I can? What do you mean if I can? It's time for us to take some prayers back. Go back again on our knees. Pray to God and ask him to do it, because we know he can. Oh, hallelujah. When you get down, hallelujah, on your knees and you begin to have this conversation with God, tell him what you need, because he already knows what you need. Be as honest as you can and tell him, because he can. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the one who believes. Thank you, Lord. For the one who believes, Jesus' response redirects the question from the question of his ability to the need for faith. I'll read it again. Jesus' response redirects the conversation. It changes it. It turns it around. It's saying it's not that I can't do it. It's what is your faith telling you? So he redirects the conversation from the question of his ability to the need for the individual's faith. There's nothing wrong with the Lord's ability. No, at all. He has all power, and he can do all things. The problem is on our end with our faith to believe that he can. And today I'm telling us, hallelujah, that God is able, and yes, he can. But when we pray, we have to pray in the eyes of faith. And that means to trust God, because he can. I'm telling us to trust him despite what we're looking at. But pray believing that God will answer. Don't stop praying, but speak those things that are not as though they were. Thank you, Lord, because the devil wants to stop our mouths. He wants to close us down. He wants to stop us from asking God. Thank you, Lord. Mark 9, 24 through 25, after Jesus asked the Father, can you believe? The scripture says, straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I prayed that prayer. Hallelujah. I found myself praying that prayer sometimes. Lord, in this situation, I believe, but help my unbelief. So the next thing Jesus did was rebuke the foul spirit. You know why? Because the man believed. Hallelujah. The man got his faith. Hallelujah. And Jesus called it out of the boy and commanded it not to enter into him again. The spirit screamed, threw the boy on the ground, but guess what? It came out of him. It came out of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. It came out of him. The boy was laying so still, fell on the ground and everybody around him thought he was dead. Oh, thank you. When God, hallelujah, performs miracles. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Everybody thought so. But you know, Jesus, he reached down and grabbed his hands. And he picked him up, hallelujah, and the scripture says that he arose. And then later on, when Jesus was with his disciples privately, they asked him, Lord, why weren't we able to cast out the demon? Jesus said, this kind can only come out through prayer and fasting. And I want to pause right there because something we need to talk about. The praying and fasting is not just for the one that's doing the laying on of hands. The praying and fasting is for the one who needs the miracle. You and I must have faith in God. Even when you come down to the altar, sometimes nobody wants to open up their mouth. They just want the person that's laying on their hands to do the praying. But the Lord is letting us know, hallelujah, that we have to cry out on our own behalf. Thank you, Lord. We have to have faith in God. There's some situations that we're praying about. We have to fast and pray so that we can be delivered. And I want to encourage us today as we pray in the eyes of faith to don't give up. This father never gave up on his son. He didn't let the demonic spirit stop him from believing that his son could be saved. When the altar in his home didn't work, he brought his son to Jesus. Thank you, Lord. When his faith alone didn't work, hallelujah, he began to rely on the faith that Jesus talked about. When Jesus gave him the key to answered prayer, he responded, hallelujah, by falling on his knees, opening up his mouth wide and petitioning his God. Hallelujah. Faith may have brought you here today. Faith might bring you down to the altar. Faith may cause you to fall down on your knees. But when faith, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, but we need the faith to believe that God is going to perform the work, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We all know that when our children do wrong and they're disobedient and they're unruly, hallelujah, and they're disrespectful and they just don't do what they're supposed to do, hallelujah, and they come to us and they ask us for things, stuff and things. The answer is no. No. I'll let you pause for a second. Thank you, Lord. I said, with our children. But Psalms 84:11 in part says it this way. No good thing will he withhold from them, guess what, that walk uprightly before him. It's the same scenario. God wants us to do right. Wants us to live right. He wants all of us. He wants us to belong to him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He wants us to trust him. Hallelujah. Not just for things. Hallelujah. But for salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He wants us. Hallelujah. He wants our hearts, our minds, our souls, hallelujah. He wants our commitment, our devotion, hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He wants all of us, hallelujah, so that when we come before him in prayer, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. He's glad to take a seat, hallelujah, with his sons and daughters, hallelujah. He's glad to listen, hallelujah, hallelujah. And he answers that prayer, hallelujah, sometimes before you can finish, hallelujah, putting the period on it, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm a witness, he'll answer prayer, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You hadn't even got up off your knees, but God answered the prayer, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when we're weak and worn and weary, hallelujah, Isaiah 40:29 said he'll give power to the faint, hallelujah, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. And I don't know if you need your strength increased today, hallelujah, but keep on praying, hallelujah, in the eyes of faith, hallelujah, so that God can increase your faith, hallelujah, increase your strength, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Jesus spent a lot of time teaching about faith and prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He said, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have it and it's yours. Hallelujah. He told us, hallelujah, to watch and pray, hallelujah, so that we don't enter into temptation. He said, the spirit is willing, hallelujah, but the flesh is weak. Jesus said, even, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Jesus even gave a demonstration of prayer, hallelujah, when he said, our Father which art in heaven, hallelujah. He taught us how to have a conversation, hallelujah, in prayer, how to ask God for our daily needs, hallelujah, how to pray and ask for forgiveness, hallelujah, how to pray and forgive others, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus spent a lot of time teaching about faith and prayer. He said, whatsoever you ask in prayer, believe that you have it and it's yours. Hallelujah. He told us to, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He taught, hallelujah, that men should always pray and not cease. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And here's what he said. Hallelujah. He said, when you're praying, don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, you're going to get weary, but don't lose heart. Hallelujah. Luke 9:11-19, Jesus said, ask and it shall be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There are other scriptures that support how Jesus taught about prayer, but he also taught about having faith in God. Jesus said, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. Hallelujah. Jesus said, you can move a mountain if you have just a little bit of faith. Hallelujah. And I'm asking God to increase my faith, because even the disciples, hallelujah, cried out to God and said, Jesus, increase my faith. Hallelujah. In my closing, hallelujah, I want to encourage you to keep on praying in the eyes of faith. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, just because you hadn't gotten the answer. Hallelujah. And definitely don't give up because you didn't trust God. I'm telling you to go back and trust him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Let the Lord know, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Hallelujah. And when you ask him, believe that he's able to do it. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God gets the glory for everything that he does. Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise, because he's worthy to be praised. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And today, hallelujah, I'm already done. Hallelujah. I want to extend an invitation to you, an invitation of salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. One of the first prayers that we pray is repentance. When we come to be sons and daughters of the Most High God, that's one of the first prayers that we pray. Thank you, Lord. So I want to give you an invitation if you haven't yet repented. When you repent of your sins, you die out to sin the way Christ died on the cross. Thank you, Lord. Isaiah 1:8, the Lord said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. In other words, God will cleanse us from all of our unrighteousness. The altar is open. It's what he came and died for us on the cross, was to save us. Will you come? Give him all of you. Thank you, Lord. And maybe you've already repented, but you haven't been buried in a watery grave, haven't been baptized in his name for the remission of your sins. Will you come? Give him all of you. Bury that old man in the grave. Hallelujah. Through baptism, and rise up again in the newness of life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Maybe you've never received the gift of the Holy Spirit, never spoken in tongues or felt like you needed to. But will you come? Luke 11:11-13, Jesus said, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?
Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a scorpion? Or if he shall ask for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, Jesus said, know how to give good gifts to your children, he said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Thank you, Lord. Will you come? Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. I gotta give you thanks, because Lord, everything that you have done, I didn't look at it now. I thank you, Lord, for the release of every chain. Everywhere I go, God, I gotta give you praise, because you have heard my cry. We have been smothered by the grace of God, and it has brought us joy. Therefore, Lord, we was able to make a joyful noise in this city. We have learned to forgive, and with that in mind, God, I just can't stop praising you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise. Amen.